Dress for success. It's a phrase you hear people use when they are talking about being successful. What you choose to wear for an interview, what image you display, speaks for you. The wrong image can say the wrong things and cost you. I have some advice to help you dress for a successful interview for the job you want.
Starting out or starting over? Advice to reach your career goals. This is In Motion.
Yael Rubin Kunish is a consultant who works with the Inspiration Consulting Group, offering career advice and mentoring to her clients. Yael, we're talking dressing for success today. Is there a chance we're talking about an award-winning tank top and flip-flop collection being used?
Only if your job you're applying for has them as part of the uniform, like an aquatics instructor or lifeguard. But even if that was the uniform, it's not what you'd wear for the interview for that job or any job. I'd like to share our inspirational quote from Edith Head, an American costume designer who won a record 8 Academy Awards for Best Costume Design during her career. Edith Head once said, "You can have anything in life if you dress for it." This should be your mantra in choosing what to wear for that interview.
Okay, so maybe not wear the tank top and flip-flops for the pool cleaning job, for the interview anyway, but I don't need to wear a suit and tie for anything, do I?
Not for that job, you wouldn't, Greg. Maybe nice jeans or dress pants and a polo or casual business shirt would be appropriate for that industry, which is how you decide what is appropriate, choosing your attire according to the industry.
Okay. Industries that are considered non-professional, say delivery person, factory work, jobs where you may not interact with the public. You want to go with a clean look, but not too professional.
That's right. For a job that's in manufacturing, per se, you would want to wear a polo shirt or a casual button-down shirt, a pair of khakis, clean shoes, to show the employer that you can do the work, you can fit in with the other employees, but you're dressing up a little to make an impression.
It also answers the question of whether or not you clean up from time to time for some employers like that.
Exactly.
All right. Well, what if the employer falls into a different industry, one that is administrative, professional, the type where you would be seen or have some interaction with the public, maybe?
You'd want to go with a more professional look. This would mean no jeans or shorts, no tank tops or t-shirts, no flip-flops, no tennis shoes. With it being warmer weather, you may be inclined to want those things, but not to dress for success on the interview.
Okay, well, what should men and women consider for professional or administrative interviews then?
Women should consider a dress that has a jacket to it. It can be a sleeveless dress, but the jacket covers up and makes a more professional look with low heels. Men should consider a dress shirt with a tie and also a pair of dress pants and clean professional shoes and socks.
Okay, that sounds like that could work pretty much year-round. I'd say that's probably warmer temperatures. What if it's really cold outside and you got to button up for that? What do you do at that time of year?
For administrative and professional positions, both men and women should consider suits. Women can consider pantsuits if that's warmer for them in a colder weather. And men should also consider suits, the full suit. Not necessarily a three-piece suit with a vest, but a shirt, a tie, a jacket, and dress pants.
Maybe what they call a sport coat would be fine for that?
Not for a professional position. I would say that it's recommended that you have a matched suit that comes from Joseph A. Banks or Men's Warehouse or another fine retail establishment.
I think we've covered the area then of professional administrative. I think people have an idea that it's like you said as we began, dress for the industry that you're going in for. So those sounds like they would all fit in for those different types of jobs. What if the interview is a warm-up to how you're expected to dress all the time? Am I now going to need to take out a loan for a new wardrobe or just skip that interview?
actually, Greg, if they expect you to dress a certain way, then that's something you should have discovered in looking for the right employer before you applied. If your wardrobe may be an issue, ask them if they don't tell you in the interview. They may give you ample time to meet their dress code, and if they have uniforms, they should tell you that too. They may even provide those for you upon hire.
So don't be afraid to ask those kinds of questions when you're in the interview.
Absolutely not. Do not be afraid of asking any questions during the interview, actually. But that leads us to another show.
And we'll have to do that another time. Great advice as always. Thank you, Gail. If you have a question about today's or another topic that we haven't covered, you can email her at theinspirationgroupconsulting@gmail.com or check out the website at theinspirationgroupconsulting.com. Thanks for joining us.